baby. Oh, I'm just digging for treasure. Kidding. You really think I'd be this calm if I was actually digging for treasure? I'm actually getting ready to plant all these seedlings. See? Yeah, I kind of went a little wild at the greenhouse the other day. No, you weren't with me. I spent about 4 hours in there, baby, so I definitely think you'd remember that. How long have I been out here? About an hour or so. I keep changing my mind about where to plant things. I know, Miss Indecisive. I think I've got a handle on it now, though. Yeah, I thought the buttercups would be nice near the tree, kind of make a ring around it. I've never had good luck with buttercups, but I really like how sunny they make everything. You want to help me dig? Here's a trowel. Yeah, that's what the little shovely guy is called. You dig a little hole, deeper than you'd think, and pop a little guy out of the tray, like so. Mm-hmm. And then stick him in the hole. And then you cover him up with dirt and pat him down. Why are you laughing at me? Baby, what? What did I say? It must have been something good, because you're laughing pretty hard. Are you serious? All because I said stick him in the hole. So proud of you. Such an adult. Fine, I'll do it myself. You can see yourself out. I've got these to plant and things to water, so... you want to know more? Keep digging and I'll tell you. Honestly, I don't know a ton about each one, because some of this stuff is left over from the people who owned the house before us. I can try, though. I'm also getting some of the green bits that I know are weeds and pulling them out. Feel free to start pulling anything suspect. So these here and here are ornamental cabbage. They're interesting looking and kind of look like food. Yeah, I read somewhere that a good flower bed has a balance. Yeah, like a mix of annuals and perennials. Well, annuals are the ones that you have to buy and replant every year. Annually. And perennials are the ones that pop up and grow back. Mm-hmm. Like those pink and orange tulips over there by the fence. Those are perennials. And those daisies. No. Those here. Those are perennials too. Well, you're supposed to have a mix of annuals and perennials. Ornamental grass and shrubs. And long life bulbs. Technically, those tulips are bulbs. Oh yeah, I always really liked this one. It's called Follix. And it spreads every year. My aunt has some at her house, which is where this guy came from. And it basically makes a ground cover of these pretty little flowers. Yeah, like nature's carpet. Hers are a little more pink than mine. Mine somehow turned out to be more violet. The coolest part about this flower type is that it's known to attract butterflies. I really don't have a theme for our garden, baby. It's kind of whatever looks cool. Well, Better Homes and Gardens and magazines like that tell you you should think about putting complementary or similar colors together, So, like, having a bed with, like, pink flowers in varying types and shades, or else, like, orange and blue flowers. I've just been kind of winging it, though. And over here, see these bigger pink ones? Those are azaleas. And this bush has gotten super big since I planted it. I mean, if we had a bigger front garden, I would look into, like, a fancy bird bath or something. Really, what I would love to do is landscape the backyard. I mean, what isn't taken up by the pool? Think about it, baby. Some nice shrubbery things and things that flower so the hummingbirds can come by. Oh, I forgot the flowers I picked up to plant along the pool shade. See that stack of, like, orange and yellow flowers over there? Those are corpuses, which apparently is the state flower. Did you? Yeah, I had no clue. But depending on what strain or whatever you get, you could have some of that flower at different times of the year. So I made sure to get some in each time thing. Yeah, if we stagger how they're planted, we could have a few in bloom all the time. Plus, they're drought resistant and they attract butterflies. If we get some of those near the black-eyed Susans that are already there, we'd have quite the border going. I mostly look for butterfly or hummingbird variants and good pollinators. Well, because we want to be friends to the bees, baby. Yeah, they work hard. You're done digging? You want to start watering things while I get these ready to move behind the house? Thanks, babe. I think if you make sure the soil is wet and not saturated, you should be okay. Please don't drown my flowers. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Just any cluster that looks thirsty, go ahead and dump some water on them. What's up, baby? Wah! Are you serious right now? Baby, this one is cold! Oh, you thought I was thirsty? I doubt it, baby. It sounds like you might be the thirsty one. Yeah, yeah. Don't think I didn't notice I caught the majority of it with my boobs. Baby, I don't think watering them will make them grow, even though I know you would love that. Naughty. Don't think I don't know your ulterior motive. Sweet pea, you're obsessed with my breasts. I mean, A for effort, but if you help me plant and water the rest of the things I bought, we can maybe make that little dream a reality. A little playtime before dinner. Yes way. Get digging, baby.